When Grace Burbig was little, her mom would put handwritten notes in her lunchboxes and on her pillows. Those notes became cherished possessions after her mother died of cancer.
Burbig realized the power that handwritten letters can have. While still in high school in 2018, Burbig founded Letters of Love, a nonprofit that sends handcrafted letters to children with cancer and other serious illnesses.
And the idea has exploded. There are now about 300 chapters of Letters of Love at high schools and colleges all over the country, including 5 Wisconsin colleges and 16 high schools. Macy Redman is the president and founder of the UW-La Crosse Letters of Love chapter. Macy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Grace Burbig is here. Welcome to you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Grace, starting with you, you were inspired to create this nonprofit in honor of your late mother. What was your initial idea for the letters?
Growing up, my mom used to write me and my 2 little sisters notes all the time in our lunchboxes. She would put them on our walls and our pillowcases, everything. And so when she got diagnosed with leukemia, my sisters and I kind of did the same thing for her, where we would just write her notes and cards every single day. And when I lost my mom about a year after she was diagnosed, I just really wanted to vow to myself that I would never stop giving back to that community, especially kids with cancer. I couldn't imagine watching a child in my life go through what I watched my mom go through. So I just really wanted to give back in that way. And I thought that there needed to be more awareness for emotional support as well.
Why do you think that letters, even from complete strangers, can be so powerful for people to receive?
I think that any handwritten form of love is so special, especially because we live in such a technology world now that it's kind of rare to get a handwritten letter from someone you love, or especially from a stranger telling you, you know, you're special, how incredible your heart is, that you're loved, and all of these things. So I think especially for younger kids, it feels really special for them that they have all of these people from states they've never been to and countries they've never been to, and different sports teams and different schools that are supporting them. It just really makes, I think it's really special because it just feels like you have this worldwide community that's supporting you through your journey.
Macy, what attracted you to the Letters of Love project and caused you to want to create a chapter?
I was introduced to Letters of Love in high school, actually. Although it wasn't at my school specifically, I saw a bunch of neighboring schools participating in it, and I always thought it was such an amazing thing, those handwritten cards for children in children's hospitals. I was really drawn to the idea that something as simple as like a handwritten card could bring comfort to a child who's going through a really hard time. It felt like a small action that could really make a difference, a meaningful difference, and that really stuck with me. I would also say that I've always been just a really creative person doing hands-on service. So when I heard about Letters of Love, combining those two passions, it was pretty much a no-brainer for me that I wanted to in some way be involved in this. So when I came to UWL and saw that that wasn't a club on campus yet, this opportunity just kind of arose, and I thought it was the perfect fit for me.
So when a group of students gather at La Crosse to put some letters together, what is the atmosphere like in that type of gathering? What type of messages are being created?
I would say, first and foremost, it's always so upbeat, and everyone is just gathering with love and great intention in their minds and hearts. You come to this club knowing that you personally, you're not gaining anything from it. You're not getting an accolade or a thing like that, but you're really gaining, you know, that perspective on life, as well as gaining, you know, in your own mind and body that you're helping others and children in need. So I think that it's just a space where it's just filled with love, and everyone that comes is in that like-minded headspace as well.
Grace, these letters, they're sent anonymously to protect the confidentiality of patients, of course, and their families. But how do the people who receive them respond to you?
So, like you mentioned, we typically don't know who's receiving the letters, and we never, ever expect any type of response from families. Our only goal is to provide a little bit of joy in their day. We honestly, it's very rare that we ever get a response, and we kind of like it that way because we don't want to add any more responsibility for these parents who are already going through so much. But I will say we have had a few times, probably a handful of times, where parents of patients will reach out to us, and it has been, it's honestly hard to find the words to describe how special that is when we're sending out so many cards every month, and you get to actually have a deep understanding and conversation with a family who's going through such a unexplainable time in their life. We've received a lot of gratitude from those families, and we've actually built some really beautiful and long-lasting relationships with families as well, which has been such a blessing.
Your mom would be so proud.
Thank you.
And your organization, it does this big shipment of letters, I think, to pediatric hospitals in December. How did that unfold this year?
Yes, December is one of our biggest months, for sure. December and February are usually our largest months. We received over 50 packages a day, every day in the month of December, which was crazy. I still haven't even gotten close to going through all of them. But we projected that we received around 25,000 to maybe 30,000 cards in December. However, we only have a certain amount of hospitals in the U.S. and other countries that we're starting to expand to that will actually accept cards. So we're really working on expanding to other countries, expanding into Canada, and then also kind of finding some more specialty clinics that have pediatric units so that we're able to really sustain all of this incredible growth that we're experiencing.
Why do you think these card numbers continue to grow?
I think that Letters of Love, like Macy said, the community that each club creates is so special. I've heard so many stories about people meeting their best friends, their boyfriends at Letters of Love meetings. I've met my best friends through Letters of Love. So I think the community is so special. And then I also think that so many young people are really yearning to give back and to make a difference. And I think Letters of Love, to be totally transparent, really provides a really easy way to do that. Everybody has access to a piece of paper and a pen, and it makes you feel so good knowing that you're putting a smile on a child's face that's enduring, you know, something unimaginable for a child to go through. So I think it's easy, and it's just so impactful for everyone's hearts who are involved in it.
We're talking about the Letters of Love Project, which sends these handmade greeting cards to sick children and their families around the world. Grace Burbig of Minnesota is founder of the project, and we have Macy Redman with us, head of the UW La Crosse chapter. Macy, why are students drawn to your Letters of Love chapter? What do they say at UW La Crosse?
Ultimately, they're just so drawn to it because, like Grace said, it's such an easy way to give back to families across the world that are in need. And whether it's just a study break, you know, from a busy day at school, it's a creative outlet for you, or you're just wanting to give back. There's so many different variety of reasons that students are drawn to Letters of Love at La Crosse. And I hear it a variety of different ways from our members. You know, just thanking me and my team for hosting these events every other week. They say, you know, it's just such a great break, a way to give back to others. I would say that.
Grace, I understand that this project has become your full-time job. Why do you think that, you know, young people are so enthusiastic about writing these letters? And did you envision that this would become a nonprofit and expand in this way?
When I started Letters of Love, I was 16 and fully planning on going to college and kind of, I don't know, the club kind of fizzling out. It was just a club at my little high school in Minnesota. And I feel like every year since then, honestly, I've been so blown away and it has exceeded every expectation I could even imagine it having. I was so blessed and so lucky that a donor donated a full salary for me. So it's always been really important for me to promise that everyone who donates, their donations go to our mission. You're allowing kids and students to write cards for kids in the hospital. I was so blessed that this donor came out and just donated a salary for me. I think that's maybe the only way that this would have happened for me for a very long time, but I feel incredibly blessed, and it came at a very pinnacle point for Letters of Love because we're truly experiencing an insane amount of growth.
What goes into packaging and preparing these letters for shipment to hospitals?
So we have a hospital relations team that communicates with every single children's hospital in the U.S., Canada, and every Ronald McDonald House, and we get all of their rules and regulations twice a year. So whenever we get all of these cards in, we check every single one against all of the rules we receive from hospitals. And then we kind of divide them between, you know, religious cards that we're able to only send to religious hospitals, different holidays, you know, et cetera. And then we look at our spreadsheet that has the amount of cards we're able to send to each hospital and then send them out. So it's kind of a long process. It's incredibly important, honestly, the utmost importance to us that we read every single word on every single card, so that we're ensuring that we are being super respectful of every children's hospital's guidelines, and then also ensuring that obviously no negative verbiage or anything like that ever gets out to the kids or the children's hospitals.
Macy, I'm wondering, you know, as you talk about friends coming together to you know, make these cards and building new relationships with new people you're meeting as you put together these cards, I'm wondering, does it help to create community on your campus?
I would 100% say it does. You know, Letters of Love, like I said, it's a place to gather and come together biweekly, but it's not just one major specific or one group of people specific. It really combines the entire university together, and for such a good mission. So I would say it's just a great community building asset aside from, you know, other clubs or maybe your major clubs or things like that. I found that it's really combined the entire university. So, you know, grabbing from all different walks of life, I think has really formed a really strong community on campus.
And Grace, you have about 300 chapters of Letters to Love, of Love, including 21 in Wisconsin, of course, UW-La Crosse being one of them. How do you see this project evolving?
Every time I think like that, I feel like Letters of Love grows so much more than I could even imagine. So my hope is honestly that I think we'll still continue evolving. We have almost 300 clubs who have applied on our waitlist to start clubs for the following school year.
Waitlist, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that's crazy. I'm confident that we'll continue growing, but really my goal is that we'll grow sustainably. It is always the most important thing to me that Letters of Love is free for every single student. So before we are able to continue growing, we really need to ensure that we have enough funding for every single club so that they'll never be, you know, the funds will never have to come out of the students' pockets in order to give back to this community. I'm hoping next year we'll be in all 50 states. I think we're at 43 now. And then continue growing kind of our roster of countries that we've worked with and have clubs in and things like that. That's really cool.
Is there a season or holiday you like the best?
Definitely Valentine's Day. So February, it's kind of love month for all of our for all of our clubs. So we encourage all of our club members to write cards this month to people that they love in their lives. We do kind of different Valentine's Day activities throughout the clubs, and it just feels very letters of love to have the whole month dedicated to, you know, love.
I love that. Oh, Macy and Grace, thank you so much for your time and thank you for your work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That is Grace Burbig, founder of Letters of Love, and Macy Redman, president and founder of the UW La Crosse Letters of Love chapter. We've been hearing about this organization that provides high school and college students with opportunities to send handcrafted cards to children battling serious illnesses in hospitals.